Very, very quickly. Basically, this week I had a bit of a realisation, a light bulb moment. I work for the NHS and I went on a 3-day personal effectiveness course. That doesn't happen in the NHS. That's not what they care about, is us. But this course was very much focused on, a lot of it was Bible, a lot of it was about trust, a lot of it was about having faith. And majority of the songs we sang this morning, one of them particularly came out to me, was where it said, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds a future and life is worth the living, just because he lives. It just lives. This week has just been quite good in that sense. That actually, a lot of what they were talking about was that actually we know all this stuff, and we know all this. We wouldn't be here if we didn't believe all this. But it's the walking it out. And a lot of the stuff that I was being taught in this course is very much about that actually it's not about the now, it's about what we see in the future and making that our thing. And I just really felt that, like the one that says, we are standing on holy ground, we know all that, but actually what are we here for? We need to be 10 steps ahead of where we are now, rather than just accepting, yes, I know that he holds the future. Actually, it's more than that. Actually, I can go and do anything. I'm already victorious because God's gone before me.
That's right.
And for Adam and I at the moment, there's issues going on in our sort of life and business and things that aren't great and are a bit stressful. But actually, I know I can stand here and say that because God's already gone before me.
Yeah.
Actually, it doesn't matter. And I know for me it's a challenge. Because I've told you now, you all know how I'm feeling, that actually I've got to walk that out. And I just really felt, after all the songs were going, I just wanted to share that with everyone so that everyone else can sort of follow that in their own lives as well.
Thank you.
So this morning we're going to be thinking about the Christian walk.
Oh, praise God.
Ephesians chapter 2.